With the encouragement of Ms. Hill, we will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for April 29, 2026 at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Thiemann, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, I'd ask for a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Please vote. Six in favor with Mr. Lytle being gone. Up next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Juergens, second by Juergens.
Yeah. Hi, Terry.
What are you all slicked up for, Terry?
My hair was a mess. I didn't have time to shave, and so I went in the sink at the shop and I just doused my hair and then I combed it.
Well, you look sharp.
I need a haircut and a shave. That's later on.
Oh, we might as well vote here. Motion by Dorn, second by Juergens. Please vote. Six in favor.
Out of control today.
Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 69 through 175. We have copies of those here. They are homestead corrections. They're not complete differences, but 0 to 50%, 0 to 100, 10 to 20. These are correction slips that we get from the state after they review them. Some of them will be changed to where they have to pay more. Some will be changed to where they have to pay less. Irregardless of where these end up, they have to meet the homestead exemption qualifications of the state. Once they give that rebate, then the state makes up the difference to the county agencies. These slips are here if anyone would like. Motion by Adams, second by Dorn. Any discussion on tax correction slips 69 through 75? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Ms. Milligan, do you have anything for us today? Anything exciting? Updates? Things to look forward to?
We passed everything at church, so
I have heard rumors that although you reevaluated the villages, that we could be seeing increases in the rural and villages again already.
It's based on sales, so I think Pips went out there and did. We had to do some increases to some of the property tests because they still weren't in compliance.
Is that countywide or in some areas more than others?
Countywide here, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There was some towns. Our acreage is usually, I think our acreage has got just a tad bit of an increase. So. I mean, you drop 1 year sales off, and then you pick up the new year, and so it's still pretty stable and pretty, some places strong. So
we're not seeing the big jump, so it's more stable.
I don't think big jumps, no. Of course, when you do a reval like this, you do pick up some things that maybe weren't turned into us. You know, I guess one of the concerns I have is it'd be nice to be able to get from the small towns. We do a few, but not all of them, is building permits of what's going on this side and things like that.
They don't give you their, when they get them?
I think she gets some, yeah. I'm pretty sure. It's more, there's a few small towns in the north that give us building permits. And I mean, that's not really our jurisdiction. It's, you know, Lisa does the county, of course, but
probably be a good idea to reach out to those city clerks or village clerks.
Yeah.
Maybe if you let them know that they won't receive any revenue for the new construction in their areas?
Well, I'm sure they understand that because we're, you know, they, some of them have been in St. Louis for a long time. As some of them, honestly, have retired too. So, so we'll try to make that.
You had that flyover and it had the software to find buildings that hadn't been permitted, home structures, improvements. How often do you need to do that, do you think?
The assessors right now, because of the ruling that was issued by Washington County by an attorney there, I think you're aware of it, you know, going up on that's an opinion, and I don't think it got really far in the legislature as far as what we've been okay. A lot of the counties are doing a 1-inch flyover. I think I have most six. And then we may have had some areas that were free. And we share it with the actress because the actress was, I think we did that between three. The actress parcels they did. Then we did all the outer parts. So that was, I believe that was 22 to 23. I remember it was that December or whatever. We wanted to fly it in the fall and we dropped the case. There was one general in the time frame where it was really like bleeding all for a long time. So we're a little delayed on that flight. I had mentioned the and of course, your highway department, I think, uses Pictometry or Eagle. They call it Eagle, you too. They use that quite a bit. So, you may want to look into that for a new flight. And they did it over a 3-month period. I don't know where Beatrice is in any of that, but that's the new way. And as you fly it lower like that, then you're going to be able to see a lot better than you can.
What's the grid they do on that? What's their capability? 4 miles, 1 mile, 2 miles?
I don't really know on that. I forgot.
Yeah.
That
I
felt.
I know that it was the 6-inch and me and John Hill and maybe Myron was working on that. We've done 2 flyovers since we started. That it's been like every 3 to 4 years, once I got paid off. And it's what quite a few people are using. I know most counties are probably too busy to even do like another one right now, but for the future.
There's a lot of talk on that, you know, Google Earth Pro or some of those other ones being more current or a better view. The assessor like the idea of pictometry. It's nice. We can lay it right onto our GIS network. I guess I use that some. I use Google Earth a lot. There are benefits to both.
Well, and I bet that Eagle View, if you went to a, because I've been to a couple of the communities that they have, and it's nice that now they've got a lot
They'll be at NACO at the each of the meetings out there in Kearney. Eagle View pictometry, they go by Eagle View only now, I think. They always have a booth, same place. So it's really interesting what they can do.
Ryan Poots is our guy, and John.
Any other big news? Anything else from the board? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:41.